A lab at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York, is opening the eyes of its robots in a bid to improve humans' quality of life. I'm Jesse King, reporting for WAMC.
Pepper.
Yes?
Start demo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Intelligent Systems Lab. Today we are going to show you a few demos. One of them is Xeno, which can mimic your facial movements, body gestures, and speeches. The other one is me, Pepper. I can guess your age, gender, expressions, and so on. Hope you enjoy the demos today.
That's Pepper, the bright, friendly robot that roams the Intelligence Systems Lab at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. Pepper is adorable, with a small smile and gigantic eyes, but it's also the result of years of research into what lab director and professor Chong Ji calls computer vision.
Computer vision is a sub-area of AI, where we're developing computing technology to equip the machine with the perception capabilities. But my specific research area is called human-centered vision. So basically, we want to develop a computer vision technology to understand humans' nonverbal behaviors.
In other words, Pepper not only reacts to audio commands, like Amazon's Alexa, but reads your facial expressions and body language. G envisions a future where machines live side by side with humans, both as research partners and in-home companions for older or disabled residents. But to get there, G says robots need vision to interact more naturally with humans.
I think the machine and the human will coexist. And now we have to, in order for that to happen, we have to build trust between machine and human, right? Otherwise, human always treat machine as a machine, right? So now if the machine can respond in a very similar, natural manner like a human, then gradually there will be a trust.
Zooming around the lab, Pepper's camera and programming allow it to identify the number of people in a room and guess their age, gender, and expressions.
I counted 3 male and 2 female. One person looked angry. One person looked afraid. One person looked sad. 2 people looked neutral. Finish counting.
Michael Lee, a senior at RPI, demonstrates that Pepper is programmed to recognize and find specific people in a room. He says Pepper is happy to perform its estimates one-on-one, but you need to give it common courtesy.
Pepper.
Yes?
Who am I?
You need to look at me if you want to talk.
So it has eye gaze estimation, so if I'm not looking at him as a human, you need to look at other people if you want to talk. So Pepper responds with, you need to look at him.
On a desk across the lab, the small blue robot, Xeno, doesn't have all of Pepper's bells and whistles, but it still takes things a step further. Designed as a companion for children with autism, Xeno mimics the facial expressions of the person in front of it using 5 motors in its cheeks, eyes, eyebrows, and mouth. Xeno can also mimic the most basic body movements, you know, like a boxing stance. G says there are many applications for computer vision beyond humanoid robots. He figures computer vision can eventually detect diseases or assist drivers.
We can put a camera in the dashboard, monitor the driver behavior, and to see if the driver is focused on driving or not. And we can detect fatigue driving, or we can detect distraction during driving. Right, and we can also warn the driver if, you know, it's dangerous. There's some dangerous behavior.
Using cameras to track their gaze, students in the lab are able to select options from a screen and play whack-a-mole without moving an inch. Of course, the stars of the lab are Pepper and Xeno. G says the physical technology for AI has been around for years, but increased computer power and big data are what's driving the current AI revolution. Lee and G demonstrate Pepper has a limited range of knowledge, for now.
Who is the president?
The 45th president of the United States is Donald John Trump.
So it basically has all this, voice capability, right? Just like the Alexa, Amazon Alexa, right? But here we are focused on more vision. So in the future, we're going to combine the two.
Critics have warned about economic impacts and unexpected consequences of AI. So if you're getting vibes of increased automation and robots taking over the world, you're probably not alone. But G says that's a common misconception of AI.
I believe that the purpose of AI is not to replace human. It's more important to augment human, physical capabilities, to augment humans' mental capabilities, and to improve humans' life.
Reporting from Troy for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.